This is A Bell to Rise and Die, written by Barba Dae, read by Mistborn Hero, a Star Wars The Magnus Archive fusion, featuring the relationship Cody-Obi-Wan Kenobi, rated for teen and up audiences. It is tagged for The Fears in a Star Wars Setting. Jango Fett unfortunately does eat the clones a little. This is part 2 of the Flesh and Bone series. Summary. They were born for one purpose, and one purpose only. War. They have always heard the drums. They have always heard the drums. They know it before they know anything else, a sound that shapes their bones, sets their entire lives to a single throbbing beat. Over and over, through every waking minute, it makes marching drills as easy as breathing, helps them synchronize through blaster fire and smoke and pain. They are not right, the trainers mutter, not real people. Yaya hit a lot of them. No two people can move that in sync, let alone an entire battalion. When the trainers catch them syncing up, they beat them for being defective. If the clones are lucky. If they are unlucky, they'll tell the Kaminoans. Then those brothers would be taken to the labs and wiped, come back blank-faced and unresponsive, moving through classes and drills as if on autopilot, with the light behind their eyes gone. The only trainer who doesn't do any of this is Fett. What he does is worse. The clones he hones in on as defective tend to vanish in the night, taken right from their sleeping pods while their brothers dream war around them. The clones learn fast not to poke a predator when you're easy prey. It doesn't stop Fett, but it slows him down. They learn that attrition is better than annihilation, especially when there's a light at the end of the tunnel in the form of the start of their war. They learn about the bells. It is one of the brothers who caught Fett's eye, who notices it. Faint at first, then louder and louder as night falls over Tipoca City. He tries to describe it, a strange chiming, metallic and resonant inside his head, in time with the drums, but softer, welcoming. He tries to describe it, humming the tune in perfect time, muttering something about it not being right, then fetching a spent casing from the day's drills with slug throwers and gently flicking it with his finger. Like that. That sort of sound, he tells his batchmates, wide around the eyes. Like metal being struck. One of his batchmates flicks at him, in jest. Then they all freeze as that same sound rings through all of them. A single kneel, pealing and low. It's the same with the next brother who's put on the chopping block, and the next after that. When they are finally deployed to the field, it becomes a ritual. Before each engagement, they would gather in small groups, batchmates, friends, more, and take turns to ring each other to see if this time is the time that they chime, if this is the engagement that they want to be coming back from. Cody begins chiming the day he meets his general. One Obi-Wan Kenobi. He never stops. The end. Author notes. Mandoa. Ejajahi. Echoes. This has been recorded for Boys Teams 2024 and for May the 4th, 2024. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. I think I will be podficking part 3 of this series, but not part 1 because that is 9k and it is simply too long for me, at least for Boys Teams. Maybe if anyone asks for it in comments, I could probably be persuaded to like record it, because I like doing things that I know other people are interested in and that I love crossovers. But yeah, until then, this is it. Maybe part 3. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening so much. I hope you've enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today. Da 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 dum dum. Da 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 dum dum. Da da dum dum. Da da dum dum. Da da dum dum dum.